You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for the week ahead. Check back each week and stay tuned in to the positive, evolving, loving flow of the cosmos. This week in the cosmos, we have another busy week of major aspects that we'll definitely be feeling and be affected by. We start off the week with a really lovely connection between Mercury and Jupiter, and the same day, a more kind of difficult connection, but also productive between Mercury and Neptune. So on Tuesday, if you have to communicate, if you have something to say, if you have been holding off on saying something, or there's a project you need to talk about, or a pitch you need to do, or even if you just need to actually communicate like something that has been bothering you for a really long time and just festering. And it's a really good time to get that off your chest. On Tuesday and Wednesday, there's really good days for communication. With Mercury trine Jupiter early Tuesday morning, it will give you like a real confidence in what you have to say. You won't be able to screw up what you're saying, basically. It'll come out with confidence and certainty. And also, because Jupiter is in Libra, it'll give you a sense of support and luck and expansion around what you're communicating. So it's a very good time to feel like you're getting what you want to get across to people. The same day, we've got Mercury square Neptune, which is a very, again, it's like, it's a powerful aspect that it can be undermining because Neptune is very elusive and dreamy and like rules things that aren't quite clear and mystical and inspiration and muses and your spirit guides and your connection to the cosmic soup. And with Mercury there, Mercury wants to have clear communication. It's a much different energy, but if you combine those energies, there could be some real kind of spiritual healing communication that comes about, especially if you put yourself out there and do make an effort to communicate. On the 14th, which is Wednesday, there's aspects between the moon and Saturn and the moon and Uranus that actually are supportive. They'll keep you communicating. So even if you took Tuesday, Wednesday to really get everything out that you wanted to say, write it down. Like if you write it in paper, if you have someone that you need to talk to, write it all down and review it on Thursday when the sun is opposite Saturn. Now that might be, Saturn can be a tricky planet. It can be an energy that's very, it wants us to step up to the plate. It wants us to take responsibility. The energy makes us be, you know, responsible for what we need to do in the world. And also, it gives us a willingness to take on responsibility, which a lot of us aren't really willing to do because responsibility can feel a lot like obligation, and obligation can feel like a much lower vibration than we would like to be experiencing. But if you use this energy between Saturn and the sun on Thursday to actually get really clear about what your plans are, clear about what you want to accomplish, and be really, and you might have like a very sober view of what you have, like you're not giving yourself enough credit. So try to give yourself the credit you deserve, because it's just kind of we're all, you know, in the middle of this crazy wind tunnel of change. We need to be able to take a break and appreciate ourselves. But Thursday is a day for hard work. With the sun opposite Saturn, we can see very clearly and very realistically what we're trying to accomplish and what the steps that we need to take to accomplish what we're trying to accomplish are. And it can be tricky also because it can bring out our very, our worthlessness, our sense of not deserving, our like, you're never good enough. You're never going to be good at what you're doing. And why are you even bothering? That voice in your head that's like, well, why should I do it? 10 other people have already done it and have done a great job, so I'm not even going to bother. But that, you know, your voice is necessary in this world too, and it comes through the filter that is so uniquely you. And astrologically, your birth chart will not be repeated for another 25,000 years or something crazy like that. So you really are a very specific and unique person, and here to shine your light and share what you know with the world, share your experiences, share your, you know, get out there and share is basically what you need to do. So try not to be too hard on yourself, because the Saturn energy can be, it can bring up grief and sorrow and all kinds of really sad, like just burdensome, you know, terrible kind of emotions can be risen, like rise up within you with Saturn. But just try to recognize that there is a Saturn on Thursday. There's a big Saturn aspect that can cause you to feel a little, you know, if you're not using it to work, if you use it to work, you should be fine. But if you're just kind of lazing around and not really getting in there and getting things done, you're going to maybe feel the more difficult negative aspects of Saturn, which is sadness and sorrow and, you know, just you're not good enough. Regret. Regret's a good Saturn one too. Oh, if I would have done this, I could have done that. But remember, you did the best you could with what you had when you did it. And that's all you could do. So you have to forgive yourself and appreciate the efforts you have made. On Friday, we have an interesting planetary event with Neptune going retrograde. And Neptune is the ruler of Pisces, and it's in Pisces right now. So it's very at home there. And it's going to be retrograding different parts of the chart for all of us, so we'll all feel it in different areas. But it does, Neptune's the planet that connects us into the cosmic soup, into the sense of oneness, the part of us that knows that we're all connected in a web of life, just like the internet is now actually connecting us, which is amazing. It's a planet that rules inspiration and musicians and artists of all kinds and writers, and that's the highest manifestation. It can also represent escapists, like people who end up being junkies and dying of overdoses and things like that when it's taken too far. So having some feet on the ground with the Neptune energy is also important to make use of it in this real world. So with Neptune going retrograde, it gives us a chance to be very intuitive and very like inwardly focused, taking the Neptune energy, which it often is anyway, but turned inward in a productive way that allows you to see what's going on around you a little more clearly. Because Neptune can be very, it can create illusions where you don't see what's happening until it's too late. And it can be quite devastating. Like, just, you know, for instance, this is not a happy story, but it's a good example. I took one of my dogs, this was about 6 months ago, and I took her in to get this wart removed. She had this weird growth in her ear and a tooth that was going bad pulled because it was bothering her. And she's 10, a beautiful 10-year-old Doberman named Ava. And I took her to the vet and everything was fine. She came out of the operation fine. Her heart was strong. She was beautiful and youthful. And she was still, with my hubby, she was still mountain biking with him. So she was very like active and healthy. And we brought her home and she didn't seem to be coming out of the anesthetic very well. And it was like odd. Like, why isn't she coming out? And I've been around dogs coming out of anesthetic and they're all different. And so I watched her all night and thought, you know, this, not right, like something's not right. So the next morning, I called the vet and said, something's definitely not right. She's not coming out of it. She's being weird. She's going outside and standing in the bushes. And the vet said, get her in here right away. So we got her in, and it turned out that she'd had, during the operation, her stomach flipped, and she had what's called bloat. It happens to horses and deep chested dogs. And it turned out that she, that it must have happened maybe when they were jostling her during the anesthetic, or it's only, they link it to eating and exercising, which she hadn't done because she went in for surgery without food for 24 hours first, so there was not even any food in her system. So she ended up, and it was very tragic, and she ended up dying like 10 minutes after I got to the vet with her. And it was the craziest thing, because having Dobermans for 25 years, I knew about this problem. And it's I knew that you shouldn't let them eat and run and that sort of thing. So it was very crazy that this could happen to me without me even knowing it was going on. So all night long this was happening and I had no idea it was going on. And that's the sort of crazy bad stuff that could happen under a Neptune transit. And that's what was happening. Neptune was transiting with Saturn at the time, and I wasn't able to ascertain what was happening with her while it was happening. And it was too late by the time I found out. Which now I'm okay because it's been 6 months, but it was really devastating. And that's the sort of, like, Neptune can be dreamy and lovely and wonderful, but it can be equally, it can take things from you too without you really even realizing what's going on. So generally it's for your greater good and to keep you, you know, processing and moving forward and raising your vibration. But sometimes it can just be downright terrible what can go on. So, but on the positive note, also, it's really great as far as creativity or something that you needed to express. Like if you had like a creative project that maybe you put aside with the Neptune retrograde for the next 5 months, you're going to have a real ability to pick something up that you had let go of or you just ignored or procrastinated on and actually make some progress with it. So if you do have some sort of creative project that you started and left behind, and it keeps coming back, that's always the sign is that it's important, is that the idea keeps reoccurring. It doesn't leave you alone. Our guidance system and our higher selves are always there reminding us little bits at a time that you need to do this. If you do this, you'll be happy. If you go in that direction, you'll be happy. And you can tell from how your feelings feel. If you imagine something and you can and you kind of shut down and feel awful, that's probably not the direction for you. But if you imagine something and it lifts you up and makes you feel good inside, then that is the direction to go. So if there is an idea that keeps recurring, then most definitely pick it up and start working on it in the next 5 months, because it's very likely that it'll work out for you this time. You just have to apply yourself a little. And with Neptune retrograde, you'll have an easier time of that because its powers aren't so, you know, they're turned inward. They're acting differently. Whereas Neptune in reality can be very, like, it's elusive and nothing is as it seems and you can't really tell what's going on. So it helps you when it's retrograde. It's a better way of it happening or it's an easier way to handle Neptune, I think. So that is the big one that's happening this week. You'll definitely feel that probably all week right before it goes retrograde, they call it stationing retrograde, and you can kind of feel the energy changing. On Sunday, that's also a pretty productive day. Like if you could really get a lot done this week in the realm of communication and understanding, clarity in communication, clarity of communication even. We've got the sun sextile Uranus on the 18th, which is Sunday, PST, and also Mercury opposition Saturn. So that can be the sun sextile Uranus will give you an urge for freedom and an ability to, like, stand up for people, stand up for humanity, like, make it known what your causes are and what you're here to help with. And you might even get a sense, like a real feeling of responsibility, because the same day Mercury and Saturn will be opposing each other. So there can be a push-pull about, like, I want to do this, but I'm not going to. Like you can feel yourself struggling a little with it. But with the harmonious connection between Mercury and the sun, you should actually, not Mercury and the sun, Uranus and the sun, you should be able to, like, have some confidence in what you need to communicate and actually, like, a rebellious sort of understanding that it doesn't really matter what other people think about what you have to say. It doesn't really matter what other people think of you and what you're doing. What really matters is that you believe in yourself. And if you can just stand in your own truth and believe in yourself and do the work that it takes, because things take work. Like if you want to make some headway in the real world, you've got to use the Saturn ability to have discipline and focus and commitment and follow through and all of those things which are actually going to make a difference and cement something in the real world. So Saturn can be very helpful if you're working. Always if you're working. Lean into the work and Saturn will be your friend. It's when you are trying to avoid responsibility in some way that Saturn can be tricky. So the Mercury-Saturn opposition that same day could cause you to be down on yourself and to be feeling depressed or hopeless or why bother or I'm not smart enough or I'm not good enough and I'm not, you know, wise enough or pretty enough or whatever it is, skinny enough. It can go on and on. We've been all subject to advertising for years with things telling us what we're not good at and what we need to do to fix our terrible selves. So that can all be rising up with the Saturn opposition Mercury. But it can also help you work, and focus. So I would say tap into that for best results. And that is it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, I do read charts and I can see so much in a birth chart, which is so fascinating and helpful. And you can learn about your potentials and your potential hangups. There's stuff about, we can look at past life influences and how that might be affecting you. And also I can see how relationships connect too and what relationships are going to work for you and what relationships are more difficult. You can even see what relationships you should just walk away from if you're confused about that. And because sometimes it's a simple walking away that solves everything. So if you do have an interest in having your very precious chart done, then please do contact me. You can reach me at hilaryscott.com or at the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Please do subscribe and rate and review if you're listening on iTunes. It's very much appreciated. So that's it. Have a very blessed week and may all your dreams come true. Thank you for listening.